Donald Trump offers dramatically different non-woke educational policy, the American Academy. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 2, 2023. Former President Donald Trump introduced on Thursday a major proposal for his administration. The American Academy, which would stand as a non-woke educational institution offering credits to Americans for free by taxing, fining, and suing excessively large private university endowments. Trump detailed his proposal in a policy video, laying out the current state of affairs in America's higher education system. The left-wing bent has become even more apparent in the weeks following the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas murdering 1,200 Israelis. As some students and faculty at places of higher education in America have openly expressed support for Hamas, proudly engaging in anti-Semitic protests. In recent weeks, Americans have been horrified to see students and faculty at Harvard and other once respected universities expressing support for the savages and jihadists who attacked Israel, Trump said, noting that the U.S. spends more money on higher education than any other country and yet, they're turning our students into communists and terrorists and sympathizers of many, many different dimensions. Related, Dershowitz, Harvard doesn't deserve donations until it condemns Hitler's youth on campus. We can't let this happen. It's time to offer something dramatically different, Trump said, announcing his revolutionary plan to transform the state of higher education, which he said will not add a single dime to the federal debt. Under the plan I'm announcing today, we will take the billions and billions of dollars that we will collect by taxing, fining, and suing excessively large private university endowments, and we will then use that money to endow a new institution called the American Academy. A world-class education available to every American, free of charge, and do it without adding a single dime to the federal debt. According to Politico, Trump's 2017 tax law actually imposed a 1.4% levy on the investment income of the nation's wealthiest private universities. In 2022, 58 institutions paid a total of $244 million in tax under that law, according to the most recent IRS data. The outlet noted, thereby establishing that there is somewhat of a precedent for Trump's proposal. Trump said the American Academy institution would cover all the bases, offering the highest quality educational content covering the full spectrum of human knowledge and skills and make that material available to every American citizen online for free. That includes history, financial accounting, or skilled trades, Trump said, promising to deliver those things properly via study groups, mentors, industry partnerships, and the latest breakthrough in computing. Describing it as a top-tier education option, Trump said it will be strictly non-political, and there will be no wokeness or jihadism allowed. Trump said the American Academy will also compete directly with the existing and very costly four-year university system by granting students degree credentials that the U.S. government and all federal contractors will henceforth recognize, emphasizing that it will award the full and complete equivalent of a bachelor's degree. Further, Trump said the American Academy will also assist Americans who have some college education but no degree yet by granting credit for past coursework, ultimately giving them the chance to complete your education at the American Academy for free and much more quickly than is now possible or available. Watch. Trump's proposal comes as the left-wing indoctrination of students becomes even more apparent in the wake of Hamas's attack, as students at legacy institutions show their true colors. Harvard University's Palestine Solidarity Committee and graduates for Palestine groups, for example, held a day in to protest genocide in Gaza, holding signs that said, "No justice, no peace." Related, Polak, what you need to know about origins of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As Breitbart News detailed, the die-in came nearly 2 weeks after the same groups behind it co-sponsored a letter titled Joint Statement by Harvard-Palestine Solidarity Groups on the Situation in Palestine, which was signed by representatives of 31 other Harvard organizations. In the letter, the students essentially blamed Israel for the Hamas terrorist attack. Editors note, this story was updated to reflect a revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.